Hello and welcome to part 3 of Beginning Meditation. During this episode, I would like to talk to you about the topics of introspection and contemplation. That's to say, using meditation as a way of looking deep within yourself and analysing emotional difficulties you may be experiencing in your life. During part 1 of this series, I introduced to you a meditation exercise which involved the passive observation of your thought processes. If you found this exercise to be beneficial, I'd recommend that you continue using it and practicing it on a daily basis. The techniques which I'm going to introduce to you today can be used concurrently and in a complementary manner. The idea being that if you're interested in meditation as one part of a self-transformation process, a self-improvement process, then at some point you will need to address any mental or emotional imbalances, any negative traits which need to be transformed. And one way of beginning this transformation process is to use meditation as part of a technique of introspection, turning inwards and analysing your thoughts, the root causes of certain behaviours or negative traits, unwanted habits. And there are behaviours and unwanted habits which, if we're honest, we could do without. They hinder our day-to-day life in some way. They present obstacles or blocks to our energy or the goals that we would like to achieve. These could manifest in the form of an addiction to alcohol, nicotine, or drugs. And there are many forms of addictions which we're all aware of, and so there's no need to go into that now. Alternatively, there could just be habitual actions or habits which are no longer necessary. They may have developed as part of a defense mechanism or due to insecurities or fears. We could overeat or eat an unhealthy, unbalanced diet. Maybe we don't exercise as much as we would like to, or perhaps we get upset very easily or have certain phobias. There are many issues and behaviours and unwanted characteristics or personality traits which can be analysed and sorted through with a process of introspection. And of course, an important aspect of that whole introspective process is meditation, or to be more precise, a contemplative form of meditation. I'd like to remind you that any of the techniques or exercises which I introduced today are not set in stone. Feel free to adapt them, to add aspects, to take things away, to experiment, and find what works best for you as an individual. Of course, I can only talk from my own personal experiences. Back to the topic of introspection. What I'd advise is to find a time to sit down with a journal, and it's good to have a journal which is specific to the task. Don't just use some scrap paper or an old notebook which is already part filled with old shopping lists and doodles. Buy yourself a nice journal or notebook which you'll use specifically for this task. It's part of the ritual. It's part of setting the tone and helping your subconscious self to understand that this is an important process and that you intend to take it seriously and to dig deep within yourself. Find a time when you've got perhaps an hour or half an hour minimum. Take the phone off the hook, sit in a room where you won't be disturbed. Find your favourite pen and sit down with your journal or notebook. And to start with, I'd advise jotting down all of the negative traits, habits, addictions, behaviours which you can think of about yourself. Be brutally honest, because facing up to negative traits is of course the first step to becoming more able to transform them into something positive, to reuse the energy of these negative traits in a more positive way. This is going to be a continual, lifelong process. So although you should commit yourself to making changes as quickly as possible, as soon as is comfortable, you shouldn't put pressure on yourself to suddenly become a perfect human being with no negative traits. That's unrealistic. We all have negative traits that we're continually working with, and these negative traits provide us with gateways to self-improvement. They're like springboards to help us jump that little bit higher. In alchemical terms, we can transform the lead of negative traits or negative energy into gold. That transmutation process is a very real inner spiritual alchemy. So you're taking the time to sit down with your journal and to jot down all the negative traits, bad habits, addictions, behaviors which come to mind, like a brainstorming session. Just jot them all down as soon as they enter into your mind, and don't worry about editing them or judging them or how they look or sound. Nobody else is going to read this. This is for you and you alone. In fact, I would highly recommend that you do not share this information or discuss it with other people, because it kind of diffuses the energy of the whole process. So, once you have your list of traits, it's a good idea to single out the most prominent, the most regularly occurring and noticeable ones, and you can do this by reading down the list and putting an asterisk next to the ones which are most prominent and which recur most frequently in your life. And then choose one of these for your topic of your first introspective meditation session. Of course, you can always come back to the other traits on the list at another time. So the next step is, with that trait in mind, to sit down with your journal and to write about that trait. Anything that comes to mind about that specific personality trait or habit or addiction, whatever. When did you first notice it? How does it affect your life? How does it make you feel? Have you tried to transform it in the past? What happened? Were you successful for a limited amount of time? If so, what happened to make it come back into your life? Whatever details come to mind, just spend a good amount of time sitting and allowing yourself to really think about situations in which this trait has affected you, feelings that you have about it, influences. And when you've done that, we move to the third stage, which is the actual meditation. While the journal entry is still fresh in your mind, sit down to meditate. Take a few minutes to allow your physical body to relax, and you could consciously shift your attention to your feet and allow your feet to relax, any tension to drain away, and then move up gradually to the top of your head, consciously allowing each part of your body to relax. Once your physical body feels relaxed, just shift your attention to what's going on inside your head at that time, and become aware of any mental processes, any feelings, sensations, emotions, and allow them to pass by. After a minute or two, that will start to settle. And as the mind settles, gently shift your attention to the topic of introspection, the trait which you wrote about in your journal entry. And allow yourself to think over it, think through it. Stay focused on this topic for a specified amount of time. And again, it's a good idea to perhaps use your electronic timer or any device which will alert you when your specified amount of time is up. 15 to 20 minutes is a good amount of time, because you're including in that the time for relaxation and preparation. So, you stay focused on this topic and explore it mentally and emotionally. From time to time, you're going to get other thoughts coming in, and what you want to do is use your willpower to dismiss those and to stay focused on the topic at hand. Now, this is a useful skill in itself. This one-pointedness will help to improve your attention and concentration. There'll be times to begin with when you realise after maybe a minute or two that you've been thinking about something completely unrelated to the original topic. That's okay, but as soon as you become aware of the fact that you've moved off topic, just gently bring yourself back to the topic of your introspective meditation and continue from there. You could use the string with the knots in order to count how many distractions, and then the next time try again, either with the same topic of introspection if you feel that that's necessary, or with a different personality trait this time. After you finish the meditation, you may feel that you'd like to make another journal entry about any other thoughts or insights which occurred to you during this meditation session. During the couple of days after this introspective process, your subconscious mind may still be working on issues relating to this topic, and so further insights or further understanding of the issue may arise later on. I'd like to leave it there, and before I finish this episode of the podcast, I'd like to do two things. The first thing is to tell you how you can get in touch with me, and the second, I'd like to read an extract from a book by Dan Millman called No Ordinary Moments, A Peaceful Warrior's Guide to Daily Life. But first, how you can get in touch with me. If you go to my website, www.freewebs.com/IHVH, freewebs.com/IHVH, you can go to the Contact Me section, fill out a form and submit it. I'd love to hear your thoughts, get any feedback or suggestions for future episodes. Which brings me to the other topic of things which may be happening in future episodes of this podcast series. I've got a confirmation from a friend of mine called Ron Clark, who is an author, an artist, a hermetic magician, has been meditating for a long time, and also over the internet been answering people's questions regarding the topic of meditation. And so he's agreed to take part in an interview which will be released fairly soon, within the next couple of weeks, in which he'll be discussing issues which seem to be common amongst people who are beginning meditation. Also on my website, there is an actual introspection page which I've made recently, which has another free MP3 recording looking at the Kabbalistic Tree of Life and how that can be used as a tool for an even deeper introspective technique. So please feel free, there's supporting material and documents on that webpage as well. So, I'd like to finish with that extract from Dan Millman's book, No Ordinary Moments. And He's writing about the topic of meditation, and this paragraph is entitled Some Encouraging Words. Many of us have tried meditating at some point, but stopped because we didn't think we were good at it, much the same way children stop playing basketball or swimming if they don't feel very successful at first. Some of us didn't think we were meditating right because we thought we were supposed to make our mind like a serene pond, but we just got bored or had a lot of thoughts and didn't seem to be able to stop them. The thoughts roll on, and that is precisely what is supposed to happen. Just let your thoughts arise and pass without letting them hold your attention. Go back to your object of attention when you notice you've drifted. Beginning meditation is not about stopping thoughts. It is about seeing the mind. Instead of wasting time and energy trying to stop your thoughts, which can be like trying to stop a river with your hand, come back to your object of attention and let the river of thought run on without getting attached to the flotsam that drifts by. We get attached anyway, of course. Something grabs our attention. That's why we need to continue practicing. Eventually, though, even as thoughts continue to arise, we get better at noticing them and letting them go. Like running or walking or any other forms of exercise, meditation feels more natural after we break through the initial 30-day period of initiation and gain a little proficiency. With practice, meditation becomes a natural, healthy and pleasurable way to discover our own depths. The only way out is in. Thanks for listening.